Good morning, Southern California, and welcome. If you're food obsessed, you've come to the right place. Join us for the next 2 hours, and you won't go away hungry. One of the first American culinary icons, Julia Child, said, "People who love to eat are always the best people." We agree. Live from the AM 830 KLAA studios at Angel Stadium in Anaheim, the SoCal Restaurant Show is on the air.
And welcome back. Thank you. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show, and happily we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels Baseball 2024. And you can also catch us on the AM 830 Angels app. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show. Thanks for sharing part of your weekend with us. We definitely do appreciate it. My colleague, Chef Andrew Gruhl, of restaurant, multi-restaurant fame, but most recently the Calico Fish House in the Sunset Beach area of Huntington Beach, will be joining us a little later in the show with his usual Ask the Chef segment. And we're catching up on the ban in many cities in California on the installation of gas piping into new residential or commercial structures. Interestingly enough, back in 2019, the city of Berkeley banned the installation of new gas piping into residences or commercial buildings, meaning they needed to go all electric. And recently there has been a court ruling in California that was motivated by work the California Restaurant Association did to relax that ban, because technology converting to electric ovens and electric stoves for restaurants and then also for homes right now, the technology just isn't there to be able to make this practical or affordable. And we will, of course, have Chef Andrew weigh in with his professional expertise. But that will be Ask the Chef for today. Do keep up with us on social media. We're on all the platforms. A lot of good information there that just enhances what we do here on Saturday morning with hopefully meaningful visuals. For instance, we have a wonderful cookbook that is on the show today. It is called The Global Pantry. Transform your everyday cooking with tahini, gochujang, miso, and other irresistible ingredients. The co-author is multi-generational James Beard Award-winning Ann Taylor Pittman, who will be with us. And graciously, she shares two recipes from the Global Pantry Cookbook with our listeners that are accessible on the website, also with photos. So again, just a lot of extra information there that you can access between Saturdays when we're not on the air. So website's easy. It's SoCalRestaurantShow.com. Facebook is SoCal Restaurant Show. Send us a tweet or an X or whatever you might want to call it, as many of you do, at SoCal Restaurant. And as we love to say and never get tired of, for the best in provocative food imagery, Instagram to at SoCal Restaurant Show. And we're enthusiastically presented each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. And happy to say that Tony is back with us in technical excellence this morning, back from a little sojourn on Oahu, and it definitely looks like it agreed with him. So, you know, welcome back, Tony, and we appreciate you island hopping. As always, we have a lot on tap on the show today, but before we get into the show preview, I do want to acknowledge an event that I was able to attend yesterday morning. For those regular listeners of the show, you know I am a longtime and enthusiastic supporter of the Careers Through Culinary Arts program. And this year, the LA operation of the Careers Through Culinary Arts program, also known as CCAP, is celebrating their 30th anniversary, which is pretty incredible. And when I think about it, I have been associated with the LA organization for about 20 years, which, pretty hard to believe, but it's all true. Yesterday at the Jonathan Club in downtown Los Angeles, at the Town Club, was the 30th annual awards breakfast, where scholarships to culinary schools are presented to the winning CCAP students, both graduating seniors as well as some juniors, that we look forward to having them being on the award stage next year when they are seniors. And, you know, always a very emotional festivities, because each of the scholarship award recipients spends about 30 seconds kind of giving their background and why the culinary arts has motivated them. And many situations where these high school students were raised by single parents, great economic challenges, some coming into this country not speaking English, and it's just amazing what they have overcome to get where they are. And just to give you an idea of the magnitude of all of this, for Greater LA, which includes Los Angeles and also parts of Ventura County, it's LA Unified, it's Long Beach Schools, it goes on and on. But yesterday morning, $714,000 in scholarships was awarded to these students. And again, something I am very proud to be part of. And we're going to be talking about CCAP again a little this morning, because CCAP's big annual fundraising dinner, the gala, is coming up May 17th. And the honored chef, who also designed the menu for the evening, is none other than Nancy Silverton. And we will be talking with Nancy shortly. She is one busy person, but very involved in the community. And we look forward to continuing our conversation with Nancy. Also, it is hard to believe it is coming up, on the year anniversary of Chef Dustin Trainee's newest restaurant in San Pedro. He is only the fourth generation of his family that has been an owner chef restaurateur. They are famous for establishing the Trainee's Majestic Cafe, which opened in San Pedro in 1925. The next restaurant, which still exists, is J. Trainee's Ristorante, with an Italian theme. But just a year ago, right on the dockfront, the waterside front in San Pedro, he inaugurated Trainee's Dockside Station, which is actually in a historic building in San Pedro. And with the year anniversary coming up, we're going to catch up with Chef Dustin. We are going to have James Beard Award-winning cookbook author, the recipient of two James Beard Foundation Awards for her cookbook writing excellence, Ann Taylor Pittman, and her latest book that she co-wrote with Scott Mowbray, is the Global Pantry Cookbook, Transform Your Everyday Cooking with Tahini, Gochujang, Miso, and Other Irresistible Ingredients. And a wonderful theme, I think, for a cookbook is taking some of these lesser-known pantry essentials that, by adding them to some of your conventional recipes, go from, to wow. So we definitely look forward to that conversation. So again, a lot on tap this morning for the SoCal Restaurant Show. Glad to have you out there. When we come back, it is chef, restaurateur, and multiple James Beard Award recipient, Nancy Silverton, supporting the CCAP benefit coming up on Friday, May 17th. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. We'll be right back.